Welcome to the Technori Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Joining me live from the Technori Podcast studio here at WGN Radio, Rich Alapak, founder of We All Live Here. I'm going to have Rich do all of the elevator pitching on exactly how the company works, but if you're wondering how he got to this seat, it's pretty easy to figure out. If you follow Technori at all, you know that we are very invested in our mission, and that mission is pretty clear. It's to build the largest and most inclusive, diverse tech community in the world. It's funny, when we first started this, like in 2000 and 2010, people laughed. They kept saying to me, in the world, right? My own wife, every time she sees the marketing behind her stuff, says in the world and laughs at me. And I laugh back at her because we are going to become the biggest startup company, biggest startup community in the world. But the part of that that I think rings out to most people and they forget about is it community, the sense of community. What does that mean? In my personal opinion and experience, and I'm not going to shit on people here, but I'm going to, is you join these different networks and different groups and communities, and they try to force you to be what they want their community to be, rather than they are just a grouping of people who have random common denominators. Some of them are this way, some of them are that way. He, she, in between, are gay, straight, otherwise. They're rich, they're poor, they like tech, they don't understand tech, they can read, they can't read, they can write code, they can't write code. The idea is that you bring everybody in because I want 100% of the whole. I don't want 50% of people's opinions. I want the whole thing. And I think one of the biggest things that Technori has done exceptionally well from the start, when Seth Kravitz founded this with a bunch of entrepreneurs in 2010, was just that. The community is a representation of the community we want to live in. And yeah, sometimes bad shit happens and we get weird people in here and we don't want them in here. And maybe you can try to help them, you know, understand how to behave better. Maybe you can't. You just got to boot them. I don't know. But the bottom line is, I think the reason Technori has had the impact on the city of Chicago and on the world that we've had is that we are a community of strange people. We're a community of weirdos.
Weird is wonderful, man.
Weird is wonderful. That's a t-shirt. If we have anyone here, they should write that down, because that's a meme that's going to end up on Facebook probably within the next 24 hours. Weird is wonderful. Rich, why don't you give us the elevator pitch on why and what this is, and then we'll start having some fun.
Yeah, so basically, I pretty much just felt like too many things have unintentionally evolved into reasons why people don't get along.
Yep.
And I wanted to try to do something about that. And the silly example that I talk about all the time is White Sox and Cubs fans, right?
Yes. This is a great topic, because I was just at the Brewers Cubs game yesterday in Milwaukee, and we were talking about this at the game, how utterly stupid. Like, I get the poking and ribbing for fun, but there was people yelling obnoxious stuff at like 5-year-old kids by us. And it was like, what is wrong with you?
There's no reason for people that would, if there was only one team, they would probably be friends, right? Yeah. But because there's two teams, it creates an excuse to battle each other. And the rivalry has gotten to the point where people will fight in the tunnel, you know? Yeah. And I think that sucks. And so what I wanted to try to do is come up with that excuse that brings everyone together. And it's really simple, right? Like, we all live here, this world, this planet, the galaxy, whatever you want to say. And so I started doing this. I started putting the phrase on walls around the city, just as a reminder. That was sort of like my way to playfully be disobedient and let teachers and principals know that I was creating this program for schools. But the program for schools is why I do what I do. I wanted to give kids the vocabulary to end hatred. I think we've all been in a situation where we've heard someone say something that we were uncomfortable with what they said.
Yep.
And so we pretended that we didn't hear it was said. And that sucks, because that keeps perpetuating those kinds of things. So instead, if a kid is empowered because they sat through our program, they took part in creating some public art with the phrase, instead, if they're empowered where they can say, hey, we all live here, and then walk away, then that hateful person has to think about how they got schooled by a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
And then when they see
you might sell a lot of t-shirts.
Right. And every single one of those t-shirts is another reminder that hopefully plants a seed of doubt in that person's own hate. Yeah. So.
No, I think it's obviously, as we spoke about this in the past and why you're here, I think it's a great cause. It's a great idea. I think, like anything, this is a great thing. We all live here. We want to, you know, celebrate the weirdos and have a good time and not be surrounded by assholes, which
right.
is like kind of the goal for everyone. It's one of my business pillars, is don't do business with assholes. It's not fun.
It's a good concept.
No, it's not even worth it, man. It's not, you take a check from somebody and they think you own you, or like they can just treat you like shit. And you're like, dude, like you just paid for my services, which are rendered. Like, that's it. That's the end of this. But that said, you know, there's more to this. I think people let a lot of bad things happen. This is the reason you get the Me Too stuff. You get the cultural stuff that happens, good and bad, in companies and in countries and in communities, as you find these people that just, they don't step up. And it's, you know, this is where we can maybe have our own disagreement. I don't know if it's an agreement or disagreement, but our own like sort of take on this is sometimes I wonder if like, if everyone was intended for that, like was everyone built to be able to step up when things are bad? Is it the fact that they don't have the catalyst? Is it the fact that they feel embarrassed or shy, or they don't want to disbelong or belong? Look, or is it that they don't have the courage just as a person? Like, even if I agreed with you, right, do I have the courage to be like, dude, no.
I'll err on the side of people are polite.
Yeah.
And that politeness kind of gets in the way of causing an argument.
We use a different word, but yeah.
Right. Yeah. But that's my philosophy. I think that people are just trying to be polite. Unfortunately, you can't tell the difference between being polite or not having enough guts or whatever.
Or being part of it.
Or being agreeing. Part of it.
Like,
right.
I want to go back to this main purpose of what you're doing here, because I think this is where I think this is a little different than other things, which are just what I just categorize as awareness, general awareness. The problem with general awareness is that it's still not divisive. It still doesn't mean anything.
Right.
So like if I'm a person who's sitting there and there's a bigot next to me and he's running his mouth, I'm just going to say he's a he, but let's just say he's running his mouth. And it's like, I can walk away from this and just be like, people can assume either I was for it or I was too passive to stop it, or I didn't, you know, I was afraid or whatever the deal. But if you can create a community or sort of an awareness plus, I'll call it, where when people in the room hear that and you don't step up, it's not thinking maybe, they're thinking you are for that. And you've got to create this position where like you almost push people into being more defensible,
right,
about what they do because of the fear, the FOMO, if you will, the fear of being like lumped in with it. And that, I think that's the part where you guys are doing really different is by saying we all live here, you're taking a side.
We're taking a side.
A good side.
But we're also creating the space for that other person who I don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah.
Which I think is really important, because particularly when society is divided, is as divided as it has become,
yes,
lately, I think it's important to remember that other people are allowed to have other opinions besides your own. So you're allowed to think whatever you want to think. I'm allowed to think whatever I want to think, and they're allowed to think whatever they want to think.
Yep.
And it's important, though, to be able to have a dialogue. And in order to actually have a dialogue, I think you need to have a common denominator. And the common denominator in this case that we're talking about is just something simple. We all live here.
So let's talk about the divisiveness a little bit, because I agree with you. I think, like, I don't want to get totally political and all this stuff, but, like, I happily will. I think that, and there's a lot of factors. It's not just the orange dude in office. Like, there's all kinds of stuff that has happened over the last like 20 years, well, history of America, but like the last like 10 years that has ratcheted up ourselves to a point where we're like, this nation has been, I mean, you can't say it's never been this divided. They had a civil war. Like, we're not that divided, but we are really, really divided in a public way. And there's tools we've never had before. You can be on social media,
right,
and start a shitstorm over a lie,
right,
just to like get people under their skin. And there's like these trolls that get off on it.
Right.
And on the other side of this, we've built the good people. And that in itself is the problem, that like we've made those other people demons and the good people are the good people because they don't troll. The trolls have a right to troll.
They do.
And you know, like, so like, let's have a conversation around how, like, you know, maybe why you think it's so divisive, or why do you think the divisiveness has such a negative impact other than the obvious, and how do we fix that?
Well, the biggest problem is that it cuts people off from being whoever they really are.
Yep.
And we need people, like you said at the beginning of this session, we need people to be who they are. We need people to contribute whatever their superpowers or talents are to the rest of the universe of humanity. That's how we get the best out of humanity,
yep,
not like championing a few and at the expense of others. Can you imagine how far along our society would be if we didn't hold back women, for example?
Yeah.
Can you imagine how prosperous the country could be at that point if we didn't just favor certain races over others? And so I think it's very important that we remember these things. We remember the history of our country, but we figure out a way moving forward so that everyone's included.
Yeah.
And I think that this is an on-ramp to do that. I don't think I have the only solution that exists.
Totally agree.
But it's an on-ramp.
Yeah.
And we need, just like the highway has multiple on-ramps, we need on-ramps.
Yeah, we need places to have this conversation. It's so interesting. This is the challenge with this. This makes it so hard. Is I'm going to say this and then like immediately like drop the mic and walk away. But like in honest to God, like in truth, the biggest problem, and I have no, just so you know, like I hate people who like suggest, like point out a problem and then like don't offer a solution. I'm that guy right now. I don't have a solution. I hate that what happens when you take a person who has an opinion, right or wrong, crazy or not, and you silence them, the impact is always almost 99% the exact same, which is they freak out and it turns into war.
Right.
Like now I'm entrenched. It's my ground versus your ground. We're battling over something when it didn't need to be that way.
That's the thing that we need to try to
figure out that answer.
That is the important part about why I think it's important the kids walk away. Because first of all, you could get on a fight on the playground, right?
Yep.
You can fight it out with your other person that's being hateful. But that's going to get you suspended. That's going to get them suspended. Nothing positive is really going to come out of that. You can get an argument with that person. But like you just said, if two people are arguing, they're really more entrenched in winning the argument than they are
exactly
debating or listening to the other person's intelligent points or not.
And so like here's where things get weird, because not the good weird. This is the bad weird. So, and this has happened in our own community, in the Technori community. This has happened with several people, and anyone who listens to this show who's been to Technori events and has been part of the tech community since like 10 will know some of these individuals. And I will not name their names for the sake of my lawyer's sleep. Here's the deal. You get people who want to say ridiculous shit, and then you tell them, that's ridiculous, bro. And so now we're trying to like walk away, and I'm like, I'm not even trying to fight with you. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm out. I don't disagree with you, whatever. It turns into this combative situation. And then those people start to ingrain themselves in the community as a cancer and trying to win other people to win their argument. Again, to your point, having nothing to do, we've lost sight of the entire purpose of the conversation. We are now just fighting you because the hell with you. You said, shut up to me.
Right.
And I'm going to show you that I'm whatever. And you start to get this like disgusting cancer that ingrains itself in all the conversations, and it just gets sour so fast. And that to me is a microcosm of what's happened in this country. You get these people who you'd like to be like, dude, ejection, poof, and fire their ass to Mars. Have them Elon Musk build something real quick and just throw their ass out into the outer space. And then if I do that, now I'm guilty.
Right.
I just did what I'm trying to stop from happening. Like, how do we get to a place where we can invite people to have a conversation, but moderate it in a way where they can't monopolize the opportunity to turn people against you?
Respect is part of it, right? If there's a common layer of respect from both sides, then you can potentially have that sort of a dialogue. But it could be something as simple as like finding out that maybe both parties had single parents.
Yeah.
You know, and they can build
finding
off
common
of that.
Ground.
That common ground is the only place you can build from, especially when you're both in your corner like boxers, ready to fight and literally like trade blows.
Yeah.
Then you have to figure out a way to kind of meet in the middle and start an intelligent conversation rather than a shouting match.
Yep. So then I'm going to ask you one more to this. And this, so how do you do that in a world with social media? Because you've got people who are just like got nothing to do.
So I'm a big technologist too. So I think that there's an Achilles heel that something like Facebook isn't necessarily aware that they've created for themselves.
Yeah.
And they've given the platform for everyone to kind of share these things about their lives, but they have not really created something where people are given a way to do meaningful things, right? So if people are doing meaningful things and they're sharing that on social media, they're accomplishing that. But the vast majority of people are kind of bored and posting whatever nonsense on social media and then kind of bored and using it as an entertainment thing. And then they become trolls or they become people that like stoke the flames on social media instead of like going out and picking up extra litter or something that society could benefit from. And I think that that's literally something that these giant social networks don't realize, that there could be a really easy way for people to be better by just carving out an example for people to be better and then use the tools of social media as tools to accomplish those things that would make society better.
Yeah.
It's not just about knowing that I exist or you exist. It's about what I do and why I do it so that other people can be inspired to do that too.
I agree with you. I think like, you just think of like Facebook, like the amount of dumb shit that you have on that platform, the marketplace, the work, Facebook works. Get the hell. I mean, what, nobody is going to use that. I'm just telling you, we just talked about this. Listen, we just had Ryan Benici on the show from G2 Crowd, the guy who knows everything about everything people use. And he named the three things people use for recruiting and your shit wasn't one of them. I'm just saying, I like Facebook. You know, I'm a Facebook guy, but like it's dumb. They have so much stuff that they spend money on when in all reality, they could make groups be completely dedicated to helping connect people for good. You could literally say, we're not going to do these stupid group. You got meetup.com. I don't need you.
Right.
People are going to get together how they're going to get together. And it isn't going to be through Facebook. Everybody knows when you do a Facebook group, the only reason you did it, sorry, Mark, the only reason you did this was because you wanted to advertise it and get it on Facebook faster. You knew that more people were going to see your Facebook group thing than they would if you posted your Eventbrite thing on Facebook because Facebook sucks like that. So what if they took the group thing and they said, hey, I'm going to connect you and Joel and Ryan and John and everyone who's in the room right now and said, you guys should get together to do good.
So there's a company called Mighty Networks that I think is trying to solve that piece and reinvent the wheel on those groups so that they're more useful. Because, you know, having a group online and it really just being, like you said, meetup where people can find out how to meet or where to meet or whatever you're doing in person, that's not as cool as actually building a community somehow and getting people to participate in something. So that's a solution I'm looking into.
I want to give you the two cents I have just from doing this for a little while and take it for what it's worth. My prediction is with all this email jazz that's going on, people getting emails a million times a day. I talked about it with my producer, Sam, today. For us to be valuable to people continually, you can't just send random information to them daily, every single day, pin them with like, here's an event we're doing, here's a startup we're pitching, like here's my show. You got to remove yourself and be like, this subset of people will be interested in learning about this one thing. It's not about me marketing. How can I reach you today? And if you can create things on a daily basis that you send to us so that I get an email maybe once every 3 weeks from you, but the one time I get it, it's like really important. We're doing an event right now with a bunch of kids. You know, as an example, we had Shamari Walker from Hammond, Indiana on our stage last year. And the result of this is a kid who has gone through a ton of difficulties, but he since launched a business. He got into Stanford. And now he's created an organization. He's only like 16. Wow. Created an organization in Hammond trying to get kids off the street and learning about tech. Because he showed him like, hey, you don't have to dunk a basketball. Like I went to Stanford on an invitation because they saw what I did. Mm-hmm. And now he's got like 52 kids signed up for this organization and they're all learning how to code. And it's a huge thing. And all that had to happen was I sent an email to like a handful of people I knew would care and left it there. There was no call to action, just like on you. And I feel like we're at a place where you're in a really unique situation that you've created a really cool rally cry. And now we've just got to find a way to get people to the table. And my only, please comment feedback on this one. Both you and out there listening on Technori or at Technori everywhere or at Katoon everywhere. What's the hashtags for you guys?
We All Live Here is the hashtag, or the social media names are all, the handles are all We All Live Here.
We All Live Here. So go there and start this conversation. But for you personally, Rich, I think I hate to be a person to say like we're a lost cause on like a certain demographic of people, but I almost feel like when you watch the way that social media is used, the like training people to do things that they don't understand is really hard. It's like an uphill battle. And when we talk about getting more women ingrained in tech, we're doing this leadership thing on September 11th for women in tech. And I've taken a very different approach here. I feel like rather than try to push this gigantic rock up a hill, I'd rather just be like, you know what? Like people like Rich are going to take this fight on. I'm going to go to the root cause. I'm going to go find kids in early education and teach them about engineering and teach them about diversity and teach them about inclusion and teach them about how not to be an asshole so that they can work for Technori someday. Do you think that we are at a point where you almost throw the flag up on a handful of people and go back to the roots and say, I just want to make sure that these individuals know that to be against We All Live Here is a stupid bet.
Right. So We try to create events that are participatory so that people get out and have something that they feel like they took part in.
Yep.
So I'll use protesting as an example, okay? We're in a really dangerous part in society right now because if people protest, they may feel like they didn't accomplish anything if nothing changes, which we all know that protesting is actually about getting awareness out for change to happen, right? But if all kinds of people go to protests that never did that before, they expect something to happen. Well, they're going to be let down because it doesn't necessarily just happen that day, right? Yeah. But if there was a way where we could create a piece of participatory art in that same environment and everybody added to that, contributed to that, at the end, you'd have this final thing that was complete and done. That gives the sense of achievement or accomplishment to that protest. That brings more people to protest again, and we lose that element that would leave and never protest again, which makes our democracy very dangerous if people are afraid to protest or don't want to protest anymore.
Sort of kind of like ruins the democracy.
Right. So I think it's important that we create these opportunities to get people involved. People may not understand what we're talking about at first, but then they can use social media to see what they missed.
Yeah.
And then the next time they won't want to miss it. They'll want to come and participate.
I certainly hope so. Like I said, I'm a big fan. I think it's a conversation that really needs to start happening. And I obviously agree and support you in this. And I just have to say, like, on my end, I'm just hopeful I'm wrong and that we have to build a new generation of people, because I feel like we've got this.
We can inspire,
like,
man. We can inspire everyone. And, like, you're an inspiration to people. So don't give up
Give up. I'm a fight till the death guy. Win it. I'm just saying in general, there are times where I watch people and I just go, dude, I want to have an argument with you. And like, I don't even mean argument in a bad way. I mean, like, a legitimate, like, I want to have a conversation with you. You're not going to do it. You're just not going to participate. In which case, you know what?
Walk away.
I'm out.
We all live here. Walk away.
We all live here. You happen to shit here, but I live here. It's fine. Thanks, bro. Cool. Anyway, so I'm going to give you, we're going to end here. I want you to take this time to give your most impassioned sales pitch to get people to join We All Live Here. And where do they go?
Sure. Anyone who wants to follow what we're doing can follow us on social media at We All Live Here. Our website is weallliveheproject.com. Essentially, what we are doing is just giving kids the vocabulary to end hatred. And everything that we do is just a reminder for people that have needed a kid to tell them that. So,
well said. And I want to add to this, you guys got to come check out their website or check out our Facebook page at Technori. We're going to post a picture of the hat he is wearing that says no hate.
No hate.
K-N-O-W hate. Red N-O hate. No hate. Understand where hate comes from. I love that hat. That needs to be something that we just, like, a little sticker we give to people afterward. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, dude.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, you can catch this episode of more at technori.com. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, everywhere else, at Technori. You can stop spreading hate and spread the conversation with me at Katoon on all the same very cool places. And of course, get your podcast wherever you get them. Spotify, we're on Spotify now. Of course, Apple Podcast and Google Play and everywhere else. And last but certainly not least, technori.com. Check us out. Boom, that's a wrap.